أنا الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، إن أصدق الكلام كلام الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار. This is our first gathering reading from مجالس رمضان ومجالس شهر رمضان المبارك by our beloved Sheikh, Sheikh Saleh bin Fawzan al-Fawzan, حفظه الله تعالى. Loud. And we would be reading from the Majlis al-Thani, because last year we read from the Majlis al-Awwal, and that recording is available on the internet. So we would be reading from al-Majlis al-Thani, which is on the obligation of taking advantage of righteous actions during the month of Ramadan. And before going into the chapter, we remind one another of the importance of taking advantage of specific times and specific places that Allah Azza wa Jal has increased the reward. Allah Azza wa Jal wants good for His creation. Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran, يُرِيدُ اللَّهُ بِكُمُ الْيُسْرَ وَلَا يُرِيدُ بِكُمُ الْعُسْرَ. Allah wants ease for you, He does not want difficulty for you. And Allah Azza wa Jalla says in the Quran, يُرِيدُ اللَّهُ أَن يَتُوبَ عَلَيْكُمْ. Allah wants to forgive you. So our Lord Ta'ala wants good for us, and Allah Azza wa Jalla is well aware of our deficiencies. As he mentioned in the Hadith al-Qudsi, إِنَّكُمْ تُخْتِئُونَ بِاللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ. Verily you sin day and night. So because of our wrongdoing, and because of Allah Azza wa Jal knowing His creation, as Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala says, أَلَا يَعْلَمُ مَنْ خَلَقَ. Is not the one who created you know? So because of Allah Azza wa Jal knowing our deficiencies, He has made specific places or specific times where He has increased the reward. It's okay?
Saliha, the obligation of taking advantage of the month with righteous deeds. Sheikh Saleh Fawzan mentioned Rahim Allah Ta'ala. We would, every day we would be reading from this book until our time is over with regard to my trip here. The Sheikh mentions Rahim Allah Ta'ala, Alhamdulillah wa salatu wa salam ala Rasulillah amma ba'd. All praise be to Allah, the salam is upon the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. فَإِنَّ فَضَائِلِ شَهْرِ رَمَضَانِ كَثِيرَةٌ وَمُتَعَدِّدَةٌ. Verily the merits of the month of Ramadan are plentiful, are many. وَكُلٌّ يَأْخُذْ مِنْ هَذِهِ الْفَقَهُ اللَّهُ إِلَيْهِ. Everyone is going to take from this month that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives him the success to take. Maybe some people are going to take a lot of the month, and some people are going to be, you know, may Allah forgive us, some people are going to treat it like a normal day. Then he mentions Rahim Allah Ta'ala, فَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ يَسْتَقْمِلُهَا. Some of them are going to get all of the merits. وَهَذِهِ حَالَةُ الصَّرَفُ الصَّالِحِ. And this was the way of the people of the past. The way of the people of the past, they did not allow any of the merits of Ramadan to pass them by. They took well advantage of the month. فَإِنَّهُمْ كَانُوا يَفْرَهُونَ بِشَهْرِ رَمَضَانِ. Verily they used to be very happy with the entering of the month of Ramadan. ما أنهم في كل العام وهم على الجد والاجتهاد وقيام الليل وصيام النهار. Even though during the rest rest of the year, they were always diligent. The way of the people of the past, they were always diligent. They were constantly praying at night. They were constantly fasting the days. وَمَا مَا هُمْ فِيهِ مِنَ الْجِهَادِ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ وَطَلَبُ الْعِلْمُ وَعَمَالَ الصَّالِحَةِ. And they used to do that. Yani, imagine they used to fast at night. They used to fast in the day. They used to pray at night. And along with that, they used to fight in the way of Allah. They used to seek knowledge. They used to do other righteous deeds. And that's the way. If you look into the lives of the Salaf al-Saleh, you know, they, mashallah, as it mentioned by many of them, you know, if the angel of death were to come, if they were informed that the angel of death was coming tomorrow, they could not increase in their deeds, because it shows you that they were always diligent in their deeds. And that was mentioned by many of the Salaf al-Saleh, or the students of the Salaf al-Saleh. They said, we always noticed that they were increasing in their deeds. And we're going to mention some examples at the end of today's reading. But yeah, it was mentioned by many of the Salaf al-Saleh, if they were informed that the angel of death was coming tomorrow, they could not do more, meaning they were always diligent in their deeds. And some should not think, some people say, but that those days were different, they didn't have to support their family and the likes of that. No, they did. They had to support their family. That's why you had the likes of Umar ibn al-Khattab, when he mentioned that him and one of his neighbors used to take turns seeking knowledge from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. فَيَنْزِلُ يَوْمًا وَأَنْزِلُ يَوْمًا. He used to come one day, sit with the Prophet, and I used to go to work. And then that night we used to come together, and he would inform me any new hadith, any new verses of the Quran. And the following day, Umar ibn al-Khattab used to take off, and that person used to work. So they used to take advantage, and they used to support their families. But Allah gave them tawfiq, and Allah gave them success when Allah saw that they were diligent, and when Allah Azza wa Jal saw that they were sincere, Allah gave them success. You know, you have people today, walillah alhamd, you have people today that are able to combine between work and seeking knowledge and righteous deeds. You have, if Allah sees that his servant is sincere, Allah will give the individual the tawfiq. As Allah says, وَالَّذِينَ جَاهَدُوا فِينَا لَنَهْدِيَنَّهُمْ سُبُلَنَا. Whoever is diligent in our cause, we will guide him. Whoever is diligent in our cause, we will guide him. So a person shouldn't think, well, the people of the past, they didn't have the same problems and the same situations as we have today. No, if a person is indeed sincere, Allah will give him the success. Sheikh Salih Fawzan continues to say, يَعْلَمُونَهُ فِيهِ مِنْ زِيَادَةِ الْخَيْرِ. The reason why the people left realized the increase of good in this month. وَهُمْ يُحِبُّونَ الْخَيْرِ وَكُلَّمَا يُقَرِّبُوا إِلَى الْخَيْرِ. And the people of the past, they loved good, and they loved everything that increased them in good. فَكَانَ الصَّلَفُ الصَّالَ يَغْتَبِطُونَ بِهَذَا الشَّهْرِ. So they used to take advantage of this particular month. وَيَخُصُونَهُ بِأَنْوَاءٍ مِنَ الْإِجْتِهَادِ. And they would specify this month from different types of worship. Like we know, like during the last 10 days, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to increase in his worship, and he used to wake his wives and his children up. He used to wake them up, especially during the last 10 days. And it's mentioned that he used to tie his izar tighter. Some of the salaf say that means he didn't have, you know, relations with his family. It doesn't necessarily mean that, but that shows you how serious he was in the last 10 days, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. وَيَتَفَرَّغُونَ فِي هَذَا الشَّهْرِ. And they used to take their time. They used to free their time in this particular month. Like some of us do now, alhamdulillah. Some brothers and sisters, they take leaves of absence. They take their vacation during this particular month. وَيَدْعُونَ اللَّهَ أَن يُبَلِّغَهُمْ إِيَّاهُ ثُمَّ يَدْعُونَهُ أَن يَتَقَبَّلَهُ مِنْهُمْ. They used to supplicate to Allah that they meet this month, and then they supplicate to Allah that Allah accepts it from them. وَمَنْ كَانَ دُونَ حَالِهِمْ فَإِنَّهُ يَسْتَفِيدُ مِنْ هَذَا الشَّهْرِ بِقَدْرِ مَا يَمُنَّ اللَّهُ بِهِ عَلَيْهِ. And whoever is not like the way of the people of the past, whoever has deficiencies, but they can also benefit from this month with that which Allah Ta'ala has blessed them with. إِنْ لَمْ يُفْسِدُهُ بِالسَّيِّئَاتِ. And they should, وَالْغَفَلَاتِ. But they should make sure that they do not negligence. It's important that we take advantage and we do not spoil the month with sin and with negligence. And because of that, you had the statements of the likes of Jabir ibn Abdullah, other companion, radiallahu ta'ala an. He said, "Sumtu idha sumta falyasum sam'uka wa basaruka wa lisanuka." Jabir ibn Abdullah said, if you fast, make sure your hearing, your sight, and your tongue also fast. If you fast, make sure your hearing, your sight, and your tongue also fast. And then he mentioned, rahimahullah ta'ala, or radiallahu ta'ala, he said, وَلَا يَكُونُ يَوْمَ صَوْمِكَ كَيَوْمَ فِتْرِكَ. He said, the day that you fast should not be like any normal day. Once again, he said, if you fast, your hearing, sight, and tongue should also fast. And do not make the day of fasting like any other day. Do not make the day of fasting like any other day. That was mentioned by Jabir ibn Abdullah, radiallahu ta'ala. And he's mentioning that because any person should look, if I'm fasting, it should not just be a day of hunger. A day of hunger and a day of thirst. No, it should be a day that's a special day. A day that I do actions that I don't normally do. A day that I abstain from sins that I don't normally abstain from. So the day of fasting should be an exemplary day. It should be a different day. So then the Shaykh mentioned, Rahimahullah Ta'ala, that Hafizullah Ta'ala, that a person should not spoil his Ramadan with sins and transgression. فَشَهْرُ رَمَضَانَ لَهُ فَضَائِلٌ عَظِيمًا. This month has great merits. أَعْظَمُ فَضِيلَةٍ لِهَذَا الشَّهْرِ أَنَّ اللَّهَ خَصَّهُ بِالصِّيَامِ الَّذِي هُوَ رُكْمٌ مِنْ أَرْكَانِ الْإِسْلَامِ. He said, and the greatest merit of this month is that Allah has specified it for fasting. And fasting is one of the greatest pillars of Islam. فَجَعَلَ هَذَا الرُّكْنُ الْعَظِيمَ يُؤَدَّى فِي هَذَا الشَّهْرِ. So Allah legislated that this pillar is completed in this month. فَكَفَى بِهَذَا شَرَفًا وَفَضْلًا لِهَذَا الشَّهْرِ. So it's sufficient. It's sufficient. This merit is sufficient that Allah has made this pillar of Islam to be fulfilled in this particular month. أَنَّ اللَّهَ خَصَّهُ بِأَدَاءِ رُكْمٍ مِنْ أَرْكَانِ الْإِسْلَامِ فِيهِ وَهُوَ الصِّيَامِ. We mentioned that. وَمِنْ فَضَائِلِهِ. Also from the merits of this month. ما نوهه الله تعالى به وهو إنزال القرآن العظيم. That which Allah has done in this month, and that is revealing the Quran. The fact that the Quran is revealed in this month. قال تعالى شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in Surah Al-Baqarah, the month of Ramadan is the month that the Quran has been revealed. فهذه فضيلة عظيمة. The fact that Allah has revealed His last book and the greatest of books and the Furqan, the book that clarifies every child since several books. You have the book that was revealed with Isa, you have the Suhufi Musa, you have the Suhufi Ibrahim. So you have many books, but those books were distorted by the Jews and by those that went astray. Those books were distorted. So Allah, who judged through His mercy, sent one more book to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to clarify, to guide the people from darkness, to guide them to light. The people who are upon shirk, the people who are upon disbelief. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, كِتَابٌ أَنزَلْنَاهُ إِلَيْكَ لِتُخْرِجَ النَّاسَ مِنَ الظُّلُمَاتِ إِلَى النُّورِ بِإِذْنِ رَبِّهِمْ إِلَى الصِّرَاطِ الْعَزِيزِ الْحَمِيدِ. A book that we have sent down to you, Muhammad, to guide the people from darkness to light, to the straight path. So it shows you the Quran is al-Furqan. The Quran clarifies that which the people went astray in. The Quran guides the people from darkness to light. The Quran has many merits. And this book was revealed in which month? This book was revealed in the month of Ramadan. The Quran is shifa. Ya ayyuhan nasu qad ja'akum maw'idatun min rabbikum wa shifa'un lima fi sudur wa hudan wa rahmatan lil mu'minin. Qul bi fadlillahi wa bi rahmatihi fa bidhalika falyafrahu huwa khayrun mimma yajma'un. As Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran, qad ja'akum maw'idah. The Quran has come and it is an admonition. It is an admonition. وَشِفَاءٌ لِمَا فِي صُدُورٍ. It is a cure for that which is in the chest. وَهُدًى وَرَحْمَةٌ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ. It is guidance and a mercy. It is a guidance and a mercy for the believers. And the Quran is a disease the Quran is a cure for all types of diseases. Diseases of the heart and diseases of the body. Diseases of the heart, it's a cure for jealousy, it's a cure for envy, it's a cure for hatred, it's a cure for hypocrisy. It's a cure for disbelief. It is a cure for sadness. It is a cure for depression. Those are diseases of the heart. Pride. Those are diseases of the heart. And it's a cure for the body as well. Ibn Qayyim rahmatullah alayhi mentions in Kitab, his book, Wabul al-Sayyid, the book on the merits of supplication. The merits of supplication. Second, you see the wabil al-sayb or al-da'u wa-dawa, the disease and the cure. Where Ibn Qayyim mentioned the importance of al-Fatiha. The importance of al-Fatiha. And he mentioned that, because we all know that, many of us know that Ibn Qayyim rahmatullahi alayhi is from Syria. But he traveled to Mecca, he traveled to Medina to study. And he traveled to Egypt as well. He used to debate with Ibn Qayyim certain times of the year. He used to travel to Egypt to debate with the doctors in Egypt. And they found him to be magnificent because he's not a medical doctor. You know, but they found that many of his statements and many of his cures with regards to the remembrance of Allah and the Quran was a cure for people that had diseases of the body. But Ibn Qayyim mentioned that when he went to Mecca and he was studying in Mecca, he didn't have money for a doctor and he didn't have money for medicine, but he used to cure himself whenever he became sick with Surah Al-Fatiha. With Surah Al-Fatiha, he mentioned that rahmatullah alayhi, in either Wabil al-Sayb or Da'wa al-Dua. And it's also in a hadith, hadith in Sahih Bukhari and others, where individuals from amongst the Sahaba, they went out on a journey, and while they were on the journey, they came across a village. And when they came across the village, they requested from the villagers to supply them with housing and with some food, and the villagers rejected. So the Sahaba went away and stayed outside of the village. They dwelled or they rested outside of the village. Then the leader of that village, he was bitten by a poisonous bug or animal, a poisonous bug or insect, and they couldn't find a cure for him. So they came to the Sahaba, they said, can anyone cure our leader? And I believe it was Abu Sayyid al-Khudri came, and Abu Sayyid al-Khudri read al-Fatiha over the place that he was bitten, and he was cured. And they gave them some sheep, and they went back to the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said to Abu Sayyid, how did you know that it was a cure? How did you know that it was a cure? So even al-Fatiha is it a cure for the diseases of the heart, but it is also a cure for the diseases of the body and the ailments of the body. So this is the month that the Quran was revealed. The Quran was revealed in the month of Ramadan. So he mentioned, حَيْثُ إِنَّ هَذَا الزَّمَانْ خُصَّ بِإِنْزَالْ أَعْظَمَ كِتَابٍ مِّنْ كُتِبِ اللَّهِ. Yani, so this was the month that Allah Azza wa Jal specified to reveal His greatest book, وَهُوَ الْقُرْآنُ الْعَظِيمُ. And it is the greatest, it's the Quran. وَيُؤْخَذْ مِنْ هَذَا, and a benefit that we can take from that, أن لتلاوة القرآن في هذا الشهر مزية
أيضا مكلف بأن
يحيي in this month has merits over recitation of the Quran in any other month. Yani it is better to recite the Quran in this month more than any other month. We also know that he's going to mention it, rahimahullah, حفظ الله تعالى. وإن كان مطلوبا من المسلم أن يكثر من تلاوة القرآن في كل شهور. Even though it is befitting that the Muslim reads the Quran in every month. And that's sad to say, you have some Muslims that only read the Quran in the month of Ramadan. Sad to say that you have some Muslims that only read the Quran in the month of Ramadan. You know? And that is definitely something sad. Some Muslims, they only read the Quran in the month of Ramadan. They only know Allah Azza wa Jalla in the month of Ramadan. That which is befitting is that the Muslim always reads the Quran. As was mentioned by Ibn Mas'ud, Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala, he said, أكثر من النظر في المصحف. You should always look at the book. You should always read the Quran. And it was also mentioned by the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam when Abu Dharr came to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and said, Ya Rasulullah, أوصيني. Give me advice. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, عليك بتلاوة القرآن فإنه نور وذخرة في السماء. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to Abu Dharr, it is upon you to constantly recite the Quran. So verily it is light and it is a treasure for you in the sky. Verily it is light and it is a treasure for you in the sky. So then he mentioned, وَلَكِنْ تِلَاوَتُهُ فِي هَذَا شَهْرٌ لَهَا فَضِيلَةٌ وَمَزِيَّةٌ. But reciting the Quran in this month, it has merits. It indeed has merits. وَلِأَنَّهُ شَهْرُ إِنْزَالُ الْقُرْآنِ. And it is the month that the Quran has been revealed. وهو الوقت الذي كان جبريل يدارس النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم فيه القرآن. It is also the month that Jibril used to constantly review. Jibril used to review the Quran with the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. ويعرض النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم على جبريل القرآن من أوله إلى آخره. And the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم used to recite and review the Quran with Jibreel from the beginning of the Quran to the end of the Quran. And that also shows you the importance of reviewing the Quran. And if the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, he reviewed the Quran, what is the case with us? And there's no doubt, he was a Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, and with that he used to review the Quran with Jibreel, so we should also be from amongst those that review the Quran. And the Prophet ﷺ mentioned about not so much a punishment, but an admonition for the person that memorizes the Quran and then forgets it. It is considered something disliked, a major dislike in Islam, that you memorize the Quran and then you forget portions of the Quran. فتلاوة القرآن في هذا الشهر لها فضائل عظيمة. So reciting the Quran has great merit. وعلى مدار العام تلاوة القرآن كل حرف بحسنة والحسنة بعشر أمثالها. And we know, even during the other parts of the year, that every letter of the Quran, it has a good deed. And every good deed is multiplied by 10. And every good deed is multiplied by 10. وتتضاعف هذه الحسنات في شهر رمضان. And these good deeds are increased in the month of Ramadan. Now I want to sit on top of my lady purse. You guys don't mind, right? And continuing, so he says, Rahim Habib Allah Ta'ala, وَمِنْ فَضَائِلِ هَذَا الشَّهْرِ, and from the merits of this month, أَنَّ فِيهِ لَيْلَةً وَاحِدَةً خَيْرٌ مِنْ أَلْفِ شَهْرٍ, that this month has one night which is better than 1,000 months. This month has one night which is better than 1,000 months. وَأَلْفُ الشَّهْرِ إِذَا حُسِبَتْ بِالسِّنِينَ تَزِيدُ عَلَى 80 عَامٍ. And if you were to calculate how much is 1,000 months, that would mean more than 80 years. That would mean more than 80 years. فهذه الليلة تعادل 80 عاما وزيادة أشهر. So this month, this one night that comes in this month, it is similar to a person worshipping Allah for 80 years and more. Yani for 80 years and more, that shows you subhanAllah how Allah wants good for a servant. You know, if you read throughout the books of hadith, and specifically the books that encourage a person to do righteous deeds, you find, yani if you read constantly, you find that Allah indeed wants good for a servant. And for example, where the Prophet ﷺ said, whoever fasts Ramadan with faith and seeking the reward, Allah forgives his past sins. That means Allah wants to forgive us. Allah doesn't want to punish his servants. Allah forgives us 80 years. He gives us 1 month, forgives all of your sins. You make Hajj, forgives your sins. And there's an issue, is it major sins or minor sins? But the Prophet said sins. So he mentioned, وَهَذَا فَضْلٌ عَظِيمٌ فَالَّذِي يُعَمِّرُ 80 سَنَةً فِي طَاعَةِ اللَّهِ. Yani this is a great month. This is a great night. Yani one night is as if you have worshipped Allah for 80 years. وَهُوَ نَعْمُ هُوَ وَالَّذِي يَمُنَّ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ بِمُصَابَفَةِ هَذِهِ اللَّيْلَةِ هَا إِيمَانًا وَاحْتِسَابًا. This is for the person that's able to meet this night. The person that's able to meet this night with Allah gives him the reward as if he worshipped Allah for 80 years. يَقْتُ اللَّهُ لَهُ بِقِيَامِ هَذِهِ اللَّيْلَةِ عَمَلَ أَلْفَ شَهْرٍ. Yani 1,000 months. وَهَذَا فَضْلُ اللَّهِ يُعْتِيهِ مَنْ يَشَاءُ. Merits of Allah, he gives them to whom he wills. This night is in the month of Ramadan. كما قال الله سبحانه وتعالى إنا أنزلناه في ليلة القدر, يعني في سورة القدر. وقال شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن, also in سورة البقرة. فالقرآن أنزل في ليلة القدر. So the Quran came down in ليلة القدر, and the Quran came down in the month of Ramadan. But before we continue, I want to ask the question. How do we understand the Quran being, or how do we understand Surah Al-Baqarah, while generally in Ramadan, the Quran, Surah Al-Baqarah, Ayat 185. Do you understand that with the Prophet Church and Medina? Quran was revealed from the beginning of prophecy to the end of prophecy. Okay? Okay, Allah, شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن, the month of Ramadan in which the Quran was revealed. So the full Quran was in Ramadan?
No. The beginning.
Anyone else? You know, so when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it's just debate. So when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was in the squeeze, and that was in the month of Ramadan, and based on your statement, that would mean that that was in the month of Ramadan. Mm-hmm. Again? Okay. That's closer. Now the Quran was revealed in the month of Ramadan, meaning Allah Azza wa Jal gave it to Jibreel and spoke it to Jibreel, and Jibreel came down to the lowest part of the sky, and then from there Jibreel used to give it to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in intervals. From there Jibreel used to give it to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in intervals. So that's the haq, yani the Quran was revealed in the month of Ramadan from the highest of heavens to Jibreel to the sky. And then Jibreel, alayhi salatu wasalam, used to give it to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasalam in intervals according to the situation. So the full Quran was revealed in Ramadan. But from the sky, from the lowest part of the sky to Jibreel, from the lowest part of the sky to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasalam, that was done over a period of 23 years. No. فإن الله ابتدع نزول القرآن في هذه الليلة في شهر رمضان. Allah began the beginning of the Quran in ليلة in this night, ليلة القدر. ما شاء الله. ثم تتابع نزوله على النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم لأن القرآن. Then it continued to come down to the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم لأن القرآن كان ينزل على النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم منذ أن بعثه الله في مكة. Because the Quran constantly came to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam from the time of Mecca until he died in Medina sallallahu alaihi wasallam, مُدَّةَ ثَلَاثٍ وَعِشْرِينَ سَنَةً, for the period of 23 years. وَالْقُرْآنُ يَتَنَزَّلُ عَلَيْهِ شَيْئًا فَشَيْئًا, and the Quran comes upon him in intervals sallallahu alaihi wasallam. تَنْزِلُ عَلَيْهِ السُّورُ, and we have chapters of the Quran that come to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. تَنْزِلُ عَلَيْهِ الْآيَاتِ, and the verses. And you understand at times it used to be verses. And at times it used to be surah, chapters. What's in today? It's another question. It was not. No. Yes? Anyone say yes? Anyone say no? No. What did the brother say? Was the Quran revealed to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the order that it is in today? Was the Quran revealed to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the order that it is in today?
No.
Right, so how do we get the order that it is in today?
One brother said yes.
What was the first verse revealed to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق. Five. If that was the first verse revealed to the Prophet, that's in the beginning of the Quran? No. So that's obviously the Quran wasn't revealed to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the order that it is in today.
Amin says Zayd bin Thabit organized it.
No, Zayd bin Thabit. Five. We didn't get there yet. We didn't get there yet. Naam, so the Quran wasn't revealed to the Prophet ﷺ in the order that it is in today because of the situations that were taking place. The Quran was revealed to the Prophet ﷺ by the wisdom of Allah Azza wa Jal according to situations. According to the situations. Those same situations we don't have today. So after the Quran was complete, according to the life of the Prophet ﷺ, according to the situations that the Muslims were facing those days, after it was complete, then after the death of the Prophet ﷺ, the Sahaba put it into one book. But what should be known is, during the life of the Prophet ﷺ, when the Quran was being revealed, he told them to put this here and to put this there. He did tell them that ﷺ. It's possible that a surah was revealed to the Prophet. The end of the surah revealed before the beginning of the surah. But once the surah was complete, the Prophet ﷺ told the Sahaba, put this here and put that there. Put this here and put that there. So once the Quran was revealed to the Prophet ﷺ, the Prophet ﷺ did tell them where the surah, beginning of the surah, the end of the surah, the middle of the surah. But then after the death of the Prophet ﷺ, the Sahaba came together and put it into one book. Because during the life of the Prophet ﷺ, it wasn't in one book. It was written on the leaves of trees, it was written on palm leaves, it was written on the shoulders, the bones of animals. It was written in different places. No one had the complete Quran, except individuals that had memorized it. Except individuals that had memorized it. But individuals that had written it down, some of them wrote it down on leather, animal skin, and the like of that. So this individual, the brother mentioned that Zayd bin Thabit, radiallahu ta'ala an, he was the one that compiled it into one book. Was that the idea of Zayd bin Thabit? That's another question. Was that the idea of Zayd bin Thabit to... It was instructions of? Instructions of the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Okay, that's... Anyone else? Uthman. Instructions of Uthman. Anyone else? Anyone that's listening? And the brother mentioned that Zayd bin Thabit compiled it in one book.
Yeah. And then there is... Order 2 was revealed by Jibreel. The order was also revealed by Jibreel through instruction of the Prophet.
Revealed by Jibreel through instruction of the Prophet. We mentioned that the Prophet instructed, so that's informed. The Prophet was informed, that's correct.
Even the instruction, the order was instructed.
Yeah, because the Prophet informed. If the Prophet informed, that means he's getting it from Revelation, no doubt. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But the individual mentioned that Zayd bin Thabit compiled it into one book. Yeah. By orders from who?
Brother Amin. Yeah.
Amin. The individual by the name of Amin. The individual by the name of Amin, he mentioned that Zayd bin Thabit compiled it into one book. Who was the one that ordered him? We have some brothers here that said Uthman. And he said?
Omar ordered it in consultation with Abu Bakr.
Omar ordered it in consultation with Abu Bakr. Omar didn't order it. Abu Bakr ordered it. Omar suggested it. Correct. Omar suggested it because of the Hurub al-Ridda, because of the wars of the people that were apostating. So Omar suggested it because the Hufadh al-Quran were dying. So Omar suggested it to Abu Bakr that the Quran be compiled, gathered, compiled, studied, and placed into one book so it would not be lost. So it would not be lost, because the individuals that had memorized the Quran, the individuals that had memorized the Quran were dying. So Umar suggested it to Abu Bakr. Abu Bakr rejected it. Then Umar constantly suggested it to Abu Bakr and pleaded with Abu Bakr. Abu Bakr finally realized that yes, the people are dying, we have to preserve the Quran. And then they elected, not elected, but they chose Zayd bin Thabit because he was one of the individuals that had memorized the Quran. He was one of the individuals that were very close to the Prophet. He was one of the individuals that constantly wrote the Quran with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So they got Zayd bin Thabit. The individual that mentioned Uthman. Uthman came later on. There were two compilations. There was one that was done during the time of Abu Bakr, and there was the one that was done during the time of Uthman. Now, so I've been continuing. The Shaykh continues to say, نعم. So it said that نزوله ثم تتابع بعد ذلك. So the beginning, it first came down in Ramadan, and then it continued to come down after that. ينزل على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إلى آخر حياته عليه الصلاة والسلام. It came down to the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم from the beginning of his revelation, from the beginning of his prophethood until the end of his life صلى الله عليه وسلم. فهذه مزايا عظيمة لهذا الشهر. So these are great merits for this month. And then the Sheikh is going to go and mention maybe 6 or 7 more. And then he starts off like he mentioned. أنه يعد فيه ركن من أركان الإسلام. The first merit is that a pillar of the pillars of Islam is completed in this month. That's one. ثانيا أن الله أنزل فيه القرآن. Allah revealed the Quran in this month. The third, أن هذا الشهر فيه ليلة خير من ألف شهر. This month has a month. This month has a night, which is better than 1,000 months. The fourth, أن من فضائل هذا الشهر أن الأعمال فيه مضاعفة أضعافا كثيرة. This is the fourth. That this month, righteous deeds are increased and multiplied. Righteous deeds are increased and multiplied. على مضاعفة الأعمال في غيره. More than other months. لشرف الزمان الذي جعله الله فيه. Because the time that Allah has placed these righteous deeds in. خامسا, the fifth. ومن فضائله أن الله خصه بالصلاة التراوية. The fifth merit is that Allah has legislated that the people pray التراوية. التي تصلى بالمساجد. جماعة. The Salat al-Taraweeh should be prayed in congregation. وهي لا تكون إلا في شهر رمضان. And this congregational prayer and the congregational night prayer is only done in the month of Ramadan. مما يدل على فضله وعظيم مكانته عند الله سبحانه وتعالى. Which shows you the great merit of this prayer and this month. Five questions. Which is better, to pray Taraweeh in the masjid or at home? What's better?
Masjid.
Or home?
Jama'ah.
Five, how did the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam pray? At first, he prayed in the masjid. In Ramadan. In the Ramadan. Prophet prayed in the masjid.
He was praying in his home and the wall was low and the companions came out of the
car. And they were in the masjid.
Yeah.
Five. So that's in congregation. So, and then what happened? What took place?
3 days
he prayed in congregation. Then people joined him, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he allowed them, which shows that it's legislated. And why did the Prophet stop, sallallahu alaihi wasallam? He feared that it would be made obligatory. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says a mercy to mankind. He did not want to make a burden with them because he feared it would be made obligatory. Five. So then after that, the people prayed separate, and some of them prayed in small congregations. Until the time of Umar ibn al-Khattab. And Umar gathered them in congregation. And then he said, this is a good innovation. Not that it's a good innovation, it's a good it's a good re-establishment. You know, they say it's a good innovation. But it's not, the translation of that shouldn't be innovation, it should be re-establishment, because it was first done during the time of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And of course, the fear of it being made obligatory is no longer there, because nothing can be made obligatory after the death of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So that's why the Shaykh mentioned rahmatullahi alayhi or hafizullah ta'ala, that it should be prayed in the masjid. Five. Sadisan, number 6. من فضائله أنه تفتح فيه أبواب الجنان لاستقبال الأعمال الصالحة. It is the month that the doors of paradise are opened. It is the month that the doors of paradise are opened for the acceptance of the righteous actions. والعاملين. نعم. وتغلق فيه أبواب النيران. And the doors of the hellfire are closed. فتقل المعاصي في شهر رمضان. ويقبل المسلمون على الطاعات وعلى التسابق إلى الجنات. And the people race towards, the doors of hellfire are closed because the deeds, the sinful deeds are lessened. And the people race towards good deeds and they race towards paradise. Five questions. If which is the case, and the Prophet ﷺ speaks the truth, the doors of hell are closed, and the shayateen are locked away. As he's going to mention here, number 7, the shayateen are locked away. Why do some Muslims still do sin in the month of Ramadan? If the shayateen are locked away, and the doors of hellfire are closed, why do you still find Muslims doing evil deeds? In vain. So the shayateen are in vain, or the evil deed is in vain? Huh?
They
run
through the veins.
What runs through the veins? The shayateen or the deeds? Which runs through the veins? Huh? What did you say?
You said shayateen.
Yeah, but they're locked away.
Free will.
Free will. They're not. Yeah, basically. Basically all the same thing. And you have the... You have evil, which is... You have evil...
The shayateen from the jinn that are locked away.
The shayateen from the jinn. So the shayateen from amongst the jinn are locked away. So you have evil, which is you are encouraged to do and persuaded to do by the shayateen. And you have the evil of yourself, which is your evil. So the shayateen from amongst the jinn, the shayateen from amongst the jinn are locked away. But you still numb, but you still have the evil which is in the person himself. His desire. So that's something that's not locked away. You know, that's something that's not locked away. It's something that's lessened because of the fasting and the life of that. You know, but subhanAllah, I was on my way from JFK just yesterday, and I met Muslims in the airport. I won't say where they're from. I met Muslims in the airport in New York City, and there were two of them, and they're Muslims. And we were talking about which airlines is better, and this was just yesterday. We were talking about which airlines is better, and I mentioned that Etihad won a reward. They have a reward for being the best airline. And, you know, one of the individuals says, okay, is there a Musalla? Because, you know, Saudi Airlines, there's a Musalla. And I said, no. I said, Etihad doesn't have a Musalla, and Etihad has alcohol. I said, Etihad doesn't have a Musalla, and it has alcohol. So... The other individual said, this is your time to get a glass. These are Muslims. He said, it's your time to get a glass. So I looked at him and I said, how could you say such a thing? We're in the month of Ramadan. He goes, no, take a glass, relax while you're on the flight. He said, take a glass, relax while you're on the flight. And this is Ramadan. And not only is it Ramadan, but you're in the air. You know, you think the person has more taqwa when they're, you know, when they're in the air. Imagine a person, a'udhu billah, imagine a person drinking and a'udhu billah, the saying passes, this is the way Allah would take his life, in the month of Ramadan. He said it, and this is just yesterday. I said, we're in Ramadan. He goes, He said, take a glass and relax your chest. Allahumma astaghfir. Right, so yeah, so yani, the evil that's with the person, no, it's still there. You know, it's lessened, it's weakened. That's why you have in the hadith of the Prophet ﷺ said, Ya ma'ashar al-shabab, man istata'a minkum al-ba'al falyatazawwaj. Whoever can marry, should get married. Whoever cannot, fa'alayhi bis-siyam. Fa'annahu lahu wajah. So really, it weakens you, it's protection. So the evil that is within us is weakened in the month of Ramadan, but it's not tied. But the outer whispers and the likes of that is something that's tied. Shayateen from amongst the jinn. And that's the seventh point where he mentions here, Hafizullah Ta'ala, وَمِنْ فَضَائِلِهِ أَنَّهُ تُصَفَّدُ فِيهِ الشَّيَاطِينَ وَتَغَلُّ عَنِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Yani the shayateen, they're locked away, and they're not able to encourage or whisper to the believers. فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى يَحْبِسُ الشَّيَاطِينَ عَنِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ فِي هَذَا الشَّهْرِ. Allah ties away the shayateen from the believers in this month. فَلَا يُفْسِدُونَ عَلَيْهِمْ عِبَادَاتِهِمْ. So they cannot spoil your deeds. وَلِهَذَا تَجِدُونَ النَّاسَ يُقْبِلُونَ عَلَى الطَّاعَاتِ فِي شَهْرِ رَمَضَانِ. And that's why you see people. That's why you see people doing more righteous deeds. And, you know, that's why you see more people in the masajid. And more people doing righteous deeds in the month of Ramadan. حَتَّى مَنْ كَانَ مُتَكَاسِرًا فِي الْعَامِ تَجِدُهُ يَقْبِلُ فِي رَمَضَانِ عَلَى الطَّاعَةِ. A person that is normally lazy and deficient, you see him doing deeds in the month of Ramadan. وَهَذَا شَيْءٌ ظَاهِرٌ لِمَاذَا. And this is something apparent. But why is it? Why? لأن الشياطين قد غلت عن أهل الإيمان. Because the shayateen are locked away. أما أهل الكفر والنفاق فإن الشياطين مسلطة عليهم في شهر رمضان وفي غيره. But the people of this hypocrisy and disbelief, the shayateen always have a means power over them in Ramadan and outside of Ramadan. وإنما تغل الشياطين عن المؤمنين. But the shayateen are only locked from the believers in the month of Ramadan. Yani the shayateen, you shouldn't think that all of the shayateen are locked up from everyone. No, they're only locked from the believers. As far as the disbelievers, no, the shayateen still have power over them. وَمِنْ أَجْلِ أَنْ يَتَمَكَّنُوا مِنْ طَاعَةِ اللَّهِ عَزَ وَجَلَ. And the reason why Allah has locked up the shayateen is so that you can worship Allah. Allah wants you to worship Him more. He wants you to worship Him more, so that He's made it easier for you. أَمَّا الْمُنَافِقُونَ وَالْكُفَّارِ فَهَؤُلَاءِ كَمَا قَالَ اللَّهُ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى أَلَمْ تَرَى أَنَّا أَرْسَلْنَا الشَّيَاطِينَ عَلَى الْكَافِرِينَ فَعُزُّهُمْ عَزَّا. Haven't you seen that we have sent the shayateen to the kuffar so that they can take control over them? That's in Surah Maryam. فَهَذِهِ تَدْفَعُهُمْ إِلَى الشَّرِّ. فَهِيَ تَدْفَعُهُمْ إِلَى الشَّرِّ. So the shayateen always encourage them to do evil. وَالْعِيَاذُ بِاللَّهِ فِي الرَّمَضَانِ وَفِي غَيْرِ رَمَضَانِ. The shayateen encourage the disbelievers to do evil in Ramadan and outside of Ramadan. And that's why you don't see the criminals stopping their crimes in Ramadan. The disbelievers. Is it believed that the disbelievers stop going to church in Ramadan? No, they still continue to do their evil. They still continue to do their shirk because the shayateen still have power over them in Ramadan and outside of Ramadan. But as far as the believers, Allah removes the shayateen from them in the month of Ramadan. إِنَّهُ لَيْسَ لَهُ سُلْطَانٌ عَلَى الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَلَى رَبِّهِمْ يَتَوَكَّلُونَ. Verily, they have no might over the people that believe and those who put their trust in Allah. إِنَّمَا سُلْطَانُهُ عَلَى الَّذِينَ يَتَوَلَّوْنَهُ وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ بِهِ مُشْرِكُونَ. Verily, the might of the shaytan is over the people that are companions with him and the people that commit shirk. Then he goes on to say, أَمَّا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ فَإِنَّ الشَّيَاطِينَ فَإِنَّ الشَّيْطَانَ لَيْسَ لَهُ سُلْطَانًا عَلَيْهِمْ وَلِلَّهِ الْحَمْدُ. The shaitan has no might. He has no might over the believers. Now that's something important. Yani, you should understand the shaitan does not have might over you. He cannot force you to do something. He can only encourage and whisper to you. So on the day of judgment, you cannot say the shaitan forced me to do something. Because he does not force you. He can only encourage you to do evil. And that's why in the khutbah, that in the sermon that the shaitan gives to the people of the hellfire, once him and the people of hell are thrown in hell, he gives them a sermon. You know, as Allah Ta'ala says, وَقَالَ الشَّيْطَانُ لَمَّا قُضِيَ الْأَمْرُ إِنَّ اللَّهَ وَعَدُكُمْ وَعَدُ الْحَقِّ وَوَعَدْتُكُمْ فَأَخْلَفْتُكُمْ وَمَا كَانَ لِي عَلَيْكُمْ مِنْ سُلْطَانٍ إِلَّا أَنْ دَعَوْتُكُمْ فَاسْتَجَبْتُمْ لِي. You know, the shaitan said, verily Allah promised you, I promise you, Allah gave you a true promise and I went against my promise, but I did not force you. I called you and you answered. You know, فَلَا تَلُومُونِي وَلُومُوا أَنفُسُكُمْ. Don't blame me, blame yourself. So that's something, the shaitan can't force you to do evil, the believers. He can only encourage you, he can only whisper to you. And you choose that which you want. As Allah says, وَهَدَيْنَاهُمْ نَجْدَيْنَ. We showed them both paths. We showed you the path of good, the path of evil. You choose the path that you want to go to tread. And Allah Azza wa Jal, He punishes you by either going to the evil path or He rewards you for going to the good path. Although all of that is by the permission of Allah Azza wa Jal. Naam. Then He mentioned Rahimahullah Ta'ala, فَأَمَّا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ فَإِنَّ الشَّيْطَانَ لَيْسَ لَهُ سُلْطَانٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلِلَّهِ الْحَمْدُ. Believers, the shaitan does not have power over them. إِذَا تَابُوا تَابَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِمْ. If you repent, Allah would accept your repentance. وَغَفَرَ ذُنُوبَهُمْ. And Allah would forgive your sins. وَمَهَا عَنْهُمْ سَيِّئَاتِهِمْ. And Allah would remove your faults. وَغَفَرَ لَهُمْ كُلَّمَا صَدَرَ مِنْهُمْ. And Allah would forgive every bad deed that came from you. وَضَاعَفَ لَهُمُ الْأَجْرَ. And Allah increases your good deeds. وهذا مما يغيظ الشيطان. And shaitan is upset at this. The shaitan is upset. He's upset that Allah forgives you. He's upset that Allah wipes away your bad deeds, because he's destined to hell. You know, and that's something we have to understand. He does not want the children of Adam to get forgiven. He does not want that our rewards are increased. No, because he is destined to hell. وَهَذَا مِمَّا يَغِيظُ الشَّيْطَانِ. This upsets the shaitan. أَنَّهُ لَا يَسْتَطِيعَ أَنْ يَمْنَعَ فَضُلُ اللَّهِ أَلَّذِي يُنَزِّلُهُ عَلَىٰ عِبَادِهِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. The shaitan is upset. He cannot prevent the good that Allah wants for his righteous servants. وَيَغْتَاظُ مِنْ ذَلِكَ أَشَدُّ الْغَيْظِ. And he's very upset at this. وَيَتَأَلَّمْ. He's, يعني, this makes him sad. He feels pain because of this. وَلَكِنْ هَذَا مِنْ فَضْلِ اللَّهِ عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. But this is the merit of Allah upon the believer. فَهَذَا شَهْرُ شَهْرٌ عَظِيمٌ مُبَارَكٌ. So this is a great month. This is a tremendous month. كَمَا وَصَفَهُ النَّبِيُّ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ فِيمَا رُوِيَ عَنْهُ مِنْ جَعْلِ اللَّهِ سِيَامَ النَّهَارِهِ فَرِيضَةً. This is a great month. This is a tremendous month. It's been recorded that the Prophet ﷺ mentioned that the day of fasting is obligatory. وَجَعْلِ قِيَامِ لَيْلِهِ تَطَوَّعًا. And praying at night is extra. It's a prerogatory. وَجَعْلِ مَنْ تَطَوَّعَ فِيهِ بِخَسْلَةٍ مِنْ خِصَالِ الْخَيْرِ كَمَنْ أَدَّ فَرِيدَةً. And whoever does something superiority, it's as if he has done something obligatory. كَمَنْ أَدَّ فَرِيدَةً. نعم. وَمَنْ أَدَّ فِيهِ فَرِيدَةً فَهُوَ كَمَنْ أَدَّ سَبْعِينَ فَرِيدَةً. And whoever does one good deed, it is as if he has done 70 good deeds. فِيمَا سِوَاهُ. وَهَذَا فَضْلٌ عَظِيمٌ وَبُشْرَى لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ. This is a great merit and a good glad tidings for the believers. نسأل الله عز وجل أن يرزقنا وإياكم من خيرات هذا الشهر. We ask Allah to give us the good of this month, ومن بركاته, and the blessings of this month. وأن يجعلنا من المستفيدين من فضائله ومن أجوره. We ask Allah to make us of those that benefit from its merits and its reward. وأن لا يحرمنا وإياكم فضله. And we ask Allah to not prevent us from the merits of this month. وأن لا يحرمنا وإياكم من العمل الصالح في هذا الشهر وفي غيره. And we ask Allah to not prevent us from righteous actions in this month and in other than this month. وصلى الله وسلم على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. And we send the prayers of Allah upon His Prophet Muhammad, His companions, and His family members. That is the end of the first majlis, al-majlis al-thani, and inshallah at another time we will continue with al-majlis al-thalith. Majlis al-thalith has been fi bayan fada'il al-siyam, the merit of fasting. The merit of fasting. No. Before we go to questions or comments, we want to mention what will be the rest of the classes be on. We mentioned, we can take Riyadh al-Salihin, the chapter of repentance. Chapter of repentance from Riyadh al-Salihin. Because it's the time of repentance. You know, so the chapter of repentance, the afternoon classes would be the chapter of repentance from Riyadh al-Salihin, inshallah. At Salat al-Asr is at 4. So at
4:15 is the Ramadan.
4:15. So at 2:30. Also, with regards to I was thinking, how can we benefit the best from the night classes? Because you have the night classes in Qusbah, and some people, there's a language barrier. So I don't mind giving a summary, because I will be attending, inshallah. I don't mind giving a summary, but the summary can be done when?
In the morning.
In the morning. So
we're not doing it 10 o'clock, right? We're doing it 7. Tomorrow, Father, we're going to
go. Right. So we're doing it the normal time.
10:30
to the Dhuhr. Dhuhr, is that what time? 12:30.
Yes.
But if we give the summary, then we should start early, because we can give the summary and then we can go into the reading. So we should start, Dhuhr, is that what time? So we should start 10:30. So we start with the summary of the lecture, and then we go into our reading.
Okay. I think there are some questions from
the group. Yeah, I don't have a problem. Okay.
So there is some time, you can take 10 minutes, 12, 20 How do we understand the hadith that says the shaytan wants to be blood or rain of Bani Adam?
Same thing, his encouragement. His encouragement, how he tries to influence, and that's the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the hadith in Sahih Bukhari and others of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was in i'tikaf, and he was with his wife, and his wife stood up to leave, and Safiya bint Huyay was leaving, so the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam told her, wait, I'll walk with you. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam walked with Safiya. Two men from amongst the Ansar saw the Prophet. So they began to rush. So the Prophet ran behind them and said, take it easy, she's my wife. Take it easy, she's Safiya. And they said, Ya Rasulullah, we would never think evil of you. And the Prophet said, yes, but the shaitan runs in the veins of the children of Adam. Meaning the shaitan encourages, the shaitan tries to influence, the shaitan tries to make a person think evil and the like of that, but he does not control. But he does not control. Based on the ayat of the Quran that we read, that the shaitan from Surah Maryam, I believe, the shaitan does not control. The shaitan cannot empower you, but that was to say, or he cannot control you, but that was the shaitan does, is that he tries to influence you and he tries to make you think evil. With regards to the veins, because that's how close he is to you. Yani, he's not far away from you. No, he's very close to you. You know, as the Prophet ﷺ mentioned, hellfire is closer to you than your jugular vein. You know, so the shaitan is, you know, that's how close he is to you, where he tries to influence you, he tries to whisper to you, but he does not control you, you know. And it's understood that shaitan does not control you. From those verses of the Quran, as well as the fact that Allah Azza wa Jalla will not punish you if the shaitan controlled you. If the shaitan controlled you, Allah would not punish you, because that's something that you have no power over. But the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prepared a hellfire for people that disbelieve and disobey shows you that it is not only the shaitan, but it is the whispers of the shaitan and not the power of the shaitan. No. The general hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, وَبُيُوتُهُنَّ خَيْرٌ. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, لَا تَمْنَعُ إِمَاءَ اللَّهِ مَسَاجِدَ اللَّهِ وَبُيُوتُهُنَّ خَيْرٌ لَهُنَّ. Do not forbid the females to attend the houses of Allah, but their houses are better. But their houses are better, that's general, in Ramadan and outside of Ramadan. But if the female cannot stand long at home, or her concentration is better outside, where she feels when she prays with the imam, she can focus more, and she can stand longer, then she can pray with the imam. But in general, it's better that she prays at home. No, it's not obligatory. The houses are better, as we mentioned in the general hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But once again, if she has better concentration in the masjid, if she feels greater khushu' in the masjid, then she should pray in the masjid. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Alaykum bi sunnati wa sunnati khulafa ar-rashidin al-mahdiyin." Upon you is my sunnah, and the hadith of Irbad bin Sariyah. Upon you is my sunnah, and the sunnah of my rightly guided khulafa, So the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is directing us that his khulafa are going to do things which is to benefit the ummah. He's directing us in that hadith that his khulafa are going to do things to benefit the ummah. And this was one of the greatest things they did to benefit the ummah. No. Because the Prophet ﷺ didn't instruct the Sahaba whether to compile it in one or not. He didn't. He left it open for Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So the reason why Abu Bakr was reluctant was because they felt that maybe they were doing something that the Prophet didn't instruct. So the Prophet didn't forbid it. The Prophet didn't forbid it, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. When the Quran was being revealed, the Prophet ﷺ would call the Sahaba and tell them to write. Some days some would be there, some days they wouldn't be there. Like Umar mentioned, he was there some days, he wasn't there some days. So the Prophet didn't forbid it, but he didn't instruct it. So Abu Bakr had, and that shows how the Sahaba were very cautious when it came to doing something that the Prophet didn't say do. So the issue, and that's how Umar was able to convince Abu Bakr. He said the Prophet didn't say not do it. The Prophet didn't say not do it. So you can't say, and plus it's to benefit the Ummah. You know, it's to benefit the Ummah. The fact that you have some people that are memorizing it and they're dying off. And the rest of us have it in portions. Okay, so it can be easily lost. So that's why Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala said, yes, Allah has opened my chest to do it. You know, because it's for the greatest benefit of the religion, and it's not something forbidden in the religion. And also the fact that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam instructed that, you know, upon you is my sunnah, and the sunnah of my right and the guided khulafa. Which means they are going to do things that which is in the benefit of the ummah. No. وفقنا وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا